Lesson 7.3, page 54. Exercises 1A, 1B, and 1C.
So how was your family reunion in Germany, Elsa?
It was great. I have to admit, I was really nervous before my mom and I got there, but I had an amazing time.
Why were you so nervous?
It's difficult to say why exactly. I guess it's because I was afraid I'd be tongue-tied trying to talk to all those new people, or because my German might not be good enough.
I think I can understand that. Were you able to communicate with everyone okay?
To tell you the truth, I'm pretty sure some of what I was saying sounded like gibberish, but everyone was pretty patient with me.
It can't have been easy trying to speak German all day long. So who did you meet?
I met so many people. Aunts, uncles, cousins. I even met a great aunt and uncle. To be perfectly honest, I can't remember most of their names. There were over 100 people there, and I think I met every single one of them.
It must have been pretty overwhelming. That's a lot of people. It can't have been easy keeping everyone straight.
No kidding. I was doing pretty well at first, but by the 20th person, my brain was fried.
Where did you stay?
We stayed at my mom's sister's house in a tiny little village. The house has been in their family for 200 years.
Wow, how was that? Was it awkward staying with family members that you hadn't met before?
I anticipated feeling uncomfortable, but as it turned out, that was the best part. She has two daughters, Magda and Dagmar. They're close to my age, and we really hit it off. They're going to come and stay with us for a few weeks next summer. I also really loved their house. It's hard to describe, but I really felt at home there. It's the house my mother grew up in, but she hadn't been there since before I was born. I guess I felt comfortable there because she did, if you know what I mean.